we got you into LWY. The announcement of your connection, I've written your call down. So I'm going to get some check-ins here on the repeater itself, and then we'll bring Greg and you in. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Tim, WB2KAO here, and a very, very good morning to all of us. And we're going to spend a few moments here this morning remembering our friend, brother, and confidant, all of the above, Mike McHugh, W2AV, who we lost here this past Thursday. So let me take some check-ins here on the repeater and get them written down. WB2KAO is staying by for check-in.
W2RFM.
WBHAPX.
W2 Bravo Yankee Papa.
Whiskey Alpha 2 Charlie Hotel Victor.
And 2AJK.
WB2HJV. WB2KAO acknowledging W2RFM. WBHAPX. W2BYP. WA2CHV. And 2AJK and WB2HJV. Good morning. Good morning, friends. Anybody else? Okay. Let's bring in Greg and Dale, who are connected via EchoLink. And I will tell you that Greg and Mike and I go back into our novice days back in 1963 when I ran a DX-40 and a Mosley CM-1. Greg had a Helicrafters HT-40, and you had also had a Mosley CM-1. I think Greg and Mike had an Ico 720 and an Ico 730 modulator and a Hammerland HQ-110 Hammerland receiver that had the clock in it. Greg, come on in, and W4GRC. And the group, WB2KAO.
All right, WB2KAO and the group, W4GRC, and good morning to everybody as we spend a little time here remembering Mike. Yeah, those were the days, guys. I don't know how long everybody else has been licensed. Maybe you've been licensed longer than we have. But, you know, before internet and before smartphones, cell phones, and all that stuff, you know, our way to communicate was on CW when we had our novices. I think we were hanging around like 21.150. I think that was our local frequency. And we just hang out there. And it was kind of cool. We all went to CW that way. And we all improved. And I guess we probably advanced somewhere. You know, might have got a general or something. I don't know. I have to check. I'm just kidding. So we had a lot of fun, and then every now and then we would actually get together and do stuff. I drove, I think, to Auburn one time to see Tim and bug him before I went in the Navy. You know, we always thought of the good old days, but in some ways they were. They were certainly a lot simpler, and radio was different. I don't know how to explain it. I think people were different, and that's about it. I'll keep it short here so I don't time it out. WB2KAO, W4GRC.
Yeah, real good, Greg. WB2KAO. And, yep, one of the novice pals there, and we've actually seen Greg. His son lives here, so he gets into town occasionally, and we get to go to a Red Wing game and whatever. Before I swing it over to Dale, I just want to mention that Mike was always there for me when I went to the 6-week stuttering clinic at SUNY Geneseo back in '68. He came and came down there to see me and pay me a visit. And, when I went to a college prep course in over at SU in the summer of '69. I was in Auburn back at the house for the weekend, and Mike came down and dad asked him if he'd be willing to take me back over to over to Syracuse, and of course, you know, a good 60 miles out of his way, didn't mind at all. Took me back. We found Delplane Hall at the corner of Comstock and Waverly. People are trying to give us directions on 94, and Mike just says, you know, I'm going to just turn off the radio. We'll find it. We'll find it. And to LWY, WB2KAO.
Kilo, 2, Oscar, Sierra, connected, 2, W,
C. Well, good morning, everybody, and to LWY, Dale here. I had the pleasure and was given the opportunity to work for Mike. He hired me out of the factory. He gave me an opportunity to work field service, and it was quite an experience. I'm forever grateful for that. I don't remember ever going in the field with him when he was a supervisor there for us, but I know after he left the fold and moved to Turkey, my last field trip I made for the company was to Turkey, and Mike was working that at the Turkey end, and I had the pleasure of spending a few weeks in the field with him then at that time, and it was a lot of fun. Very educational. I really enjoyed the time. And let me not time this out. I'll turn it back to you, Tim. WB2KAO in the group, and to LWY.
WB2KAO, I remember hearing stories that you guys all got pretty sick because the butler was using the same rag to wipe up everything, no matter what it was. I think I remember a story like that. And Frank, P2OS, is acknowledged. And Jimmy, before I turn it over to you, I'm going to bring Frank in just in case these folks that are connected via the internet might have, time constraints or whatever. So, Frank, P2OS, good morning, and WB2KAO.
WB2KAO. This is K2OS. Good morning, Tim, and good morning to all. Sorry I'm a little late, but I caught Dale's transmission, and yeah, I remember when you worked for Mike in field service. I remember his office being in the Seigler building, Dale, and used to walk over there, and if he needed any support from me, it was just a joy to work with, for sure. So, yeah, let me turn it back to you, Tim. WB2KAO, this is K2OS.
WB2KAO, very, 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 very good, Frank. And, yeah, that was that big NATO job back in 94, I think it was. I remember Mike talking about that. And I think Ted Marsden, WH2RPI, was involved in that as well. By the way, I did reach out to Ted on a couple of occasions, and he said he had sold, I think, most, if not all, of his amateur radio equipment. I suggested that maybe he could download the EchoLink app on his phone and possibly get on here. Jimmy, W2RFM, I told Danny the story about you guys trying to take Mike's keys at the skating party, and he jumped out the window, and he said that didn't surprise him at all. Jim, go ahead.
W2RFM. Well, that was one of my Mike stories that I was going to relate. The other one is, and Tim, you need to tell us this particular story. When you guys are coming, I think from the West Virginia trip with W2CNS group, that you guys stopped at a restaurant there and got such a lousy meal that you and Mike, when you went up to pay, when you left, says, "We aren't paying for this meal."
Jim, you're 100% right about that. It was one of the trips. We were coming back, and we stopped at a Hojo's, and my golly, it took an hour and a half or 2 hours or so to get the food that we had ordered. And you know, everybody else is paying the check. Mike and I go up there. Mike says, "These two right here." He's pointing to the guy. "These two right here, we're not going to pay for." It took almost 2 hours to get our food, and we're not going to pay. "Oh, did you want to charge your room?" "No, we didn't want to charge the room either. We're just simply not going to pay for them." Turned around and walked out. The cops didn't come, so. That might be the only free mail I ever got, Billy. WBAJPX. Good morning. Good morning, Billy.
Victor Alpha 3 Delta Zulu Papa Dash Lima connected to WB2KAO.
Great. I think this is the first time I've heard that one, but with respect to Mike, really the only time that I was able to be with him in person was when he came to visit here, and we would spend a little bit of time together. Probably one of the things, I'm sure, having a meal somewhere along with Mr. Dicker. So, but there you go, time together in person, but the time that I did get to be with him, certainly most enjoyable. What a wonderful, wonderful individual. And I don't think I can really say enough good things about him to express the way I feel. But the vast majority of contact with him, of course, has been on our Tuesday morning nets, and those certainly been a lot of fun. And I for one, am going to miss Mike here on Tuesday morning. So other than that, Tim, I can't think of anything else here. So back to you, WB2KAO, WBAJPX.
Victor Alpha 3 Delta Zulu Papa Dash Lima disconnected.
Yeah, real good. Real good. Billy, well, yep, and it's just so excellent that he and Cesar were able to come to visit this past summer, and I was able to get the group together at Caliber Cellars, Jimmy and Pete and John and some of the folks, and we called Frank and we called Paul, passed the phone around and whatever. Billy was with us when we went to the Red Wing game. Mike and his brothers, Danny and Mark, were with us. Those are great memories. John, you're going to be next year. I just want to stand by and see if we have anybody who hasn't checked in yet who would like to check in. WB2KAO. W2BYP. John, very, very nice to hear you, and good morning, my friend.
B2KAO in the group. W2BYP. Great to hear everybody in here. I'm sort of off to everybody. I probably met Mike in 1981, probably in the cafeteria at Harris at the lunch table, and got to know him through his exploits on 2-meter EME mostly. He had a very, very interesting antenna on top of his house that worked very well, and I came to know that he was a pretty astute guy. We had a wonderful experience going down to West Virginia in 1982 with W2CMS, and that was memorable also. I have some pictures left over from that. Sorry for the loss. WB2KAO in the group, W2BYP.
that, John, and of course, you remember when you and Jimmy and I went over to visit Bob, that you were able to bring him those pictures, and we were able to leave those with him, and he really enjoyed looking at those. And I'll never forget, he said to me, he says, "I know who this guy is." And I certainly stood up and shook his hand, and that was a great moment for me. And but yeah, absolutely. And now we say hello to Jack, Mr. Kelly, WA2CHV.
Well, good morning, Tim and the group. I can't say that I personally knew the departed gentleman myself, but I certainly do honor his memory as a fellow amateur radio operator. Nothing special going on here, just out for some morning errands, so I thought I'd check in. WB2KAO in the group, this is WA2CHV.
Well, I'm certainly glad you did, Jack, and it's good to hear you. We have our rag shoe net on the repeater every Tuesday night, so I haven't been attending the RDXA meetings, but I'm still a member, and will always be a member. And good to hear you, Pete. N2AJK had the pleasure of working with Mike professionally, and Pete, a very, very, very good morning. Come on in.
WB2KAO, N2AJK, in West Henrietta, on UQGH. I got to know Mike at the time I joined Harris RF. I was in quality control, and about a year and a half later, I joined the technical training group. And that time, we were known as the customer service group, which consisted of field service, technical training, and product service. And so I got to know Mike, and we worked together one year on the VHF contest. And I was working with our art department, and I came up with the artwork for the certificates that we handed out after the contest. And what helped me is the fact that because I worked with Mike, and I started 7:30 in the morning on a Monday, shortly after the long VHF contest ended that weekend, I was able to hand in my log, and I was the first one. So I got a little door prize for that, and that was an icy chip, so greatly appreciated. Mike was great to work with, a great team builder, really enjoyed working with him. He was very nice, and heard some of the other RF people in there that I worked with, Dale, Frank, John, good to hear you all in there, and thank you for participating. And I'm going to turn it back to Tim, WB2KAO N2AJK in the group.
WB2KAO. Yep, worked many contests with Mike at his parents' house. I remember operating the CW sweepstakes and learning about it for the first time. Mike teaching me how to operate in his parents' basement at 522 Marsh Road. Following the Ico 720, he bought a Heath kit, the HX20, which was a single 6146 sideband and CW transmitter. And I remember him having his mom's muffin tins with all the parts laid out in the muffin tins. He built many, many, many Heath kits. He had Heath kits stereo receivers, color TVs. He built color TVs for his brother and for his parents. And he built a lot of, lots and lots of Heath kit equipment. I remember that. And we operated all kinds of contests. His QTH over on Cobb Terrace over at Harris. Contest, the VHF contest, the June contest trips that we've mentioned, West Virginia, Delaware, Rhode Island, et cetera, et cetera. So, WB2HJV, Charlie, good morning.
WB2KAO, WB2HJV. Yeah, good morning, Tim, and good morning to everyone on board here today. It's really, really nice to hear everybody. Thank you all for the wonderful and interesting stories. Both are new to me, except the, your trip to, I believe it was West Virginia for the VHF contest back in 1982. I think John said, so, I remember hearing stories about that. The only time, that I met Mike was, at a lunch we had at the Swans, that was back in July of some year. I know it was well before COVID. It could even be 10 years ago now. And I know you were there, Timmy, and Billy. I'm not sure if you were there or not. Perhaps you were. I remember it was a beautiful summer day, and he was here for his annual visit in Western New York. I had many QSOs over the years with Mike and with many of you. So really, really sorry to hear of his passing. So, Timmy, thanks for doing this. And again, it's great to hear everybody. I won't make the right tune-in tonight, Tim. We have our monthly get together with the neighbors. I'll be out of the loop here tonight. So, best wishes to everyone. And back to you, Tim. WB2KAO, WB2HJV.
Very, very good, Charlie. WB2KAO. I'm so. So glad that you could join us. Mike always enjoyed going to Swans. Those of you who may not know, Swans is a German market, and at 231 Parcells Avenue. And Mike always enjoyed going there. Well, what made this past summer so special is, you know, due to the pandemic, we hadn't seen him in like 5 years. The last time he had come was back in 19. So I'm just so happy that we were able to get together this past summer and do the things that we did. Mike and his family, we went to see Taj Mahal as part of the Jazz Fest down at the Eastman. We really enjoyed that. I remember seeing Taj Mahal when I was at Fisher at the Nazareth Art Center, and he did like 12 encores. He kept saying how much he enjoyed the audio at the Nazareth Art Center, and he just kept coming out and playing. So, we're going to go back around again, and when it comes to you, usual group, Billy, Jimmy, Pete, do you guys want to continue with our 9:15 get-together on Tuesday? You can let me know. Frank would check in here occasionally as well. So we're going to go around again and see if anybody else wants to add anything else. We got plenty of time, you know. So, Greg, W4GRC.
All right, W4GRC, Stanton, Virginia. That's in the Shenandoah Valley. And mountains to the left, mountains to the right. Great place to ride motorcycles. In fact, we're having some strange weather here, 61 degrees.
And tomorrow's only supposed to be about 30, so I'm very tempted to roll the bike out now that all the snow's melted. And yes, we do have snow in the western part of Virginia. Mike's going to be missed. And you mentioned Harris, and of course my wife works in Harris, and he lives in Melbourne, Florida. So that would be the corporate headquarters. Don't have much more to add. Thanks for letting me in. And I'm going to get out of here and get busy. I don't know, maybe I'll get on that motorcycle. That could happen. 73-WBQKAO-W4-GRC.
Okay, Greg, real good. And I don't know whether you moved the tablet. The last two transmissions, the audio is pretty hot. There's probably a way to turn the audio down, so I would back that down a notch. I'm going to come back to you here after we hear from a couple more people there and see if you've been able to accomplish that there. And the audio is very good, but the last couple transmissions were pretty hot. The first transmission I heard from you was perfect, so I don't know, something changed between now and then, but whatever. And 2LWY, Dale?
Good morning, and 2LWY. Just outside of Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Enjoying the great conversations here and memories. Yeah, I thoroughly miss Mike. Like I say, I was fortunate enough to have a field trip with him while he was in Turkey after he left the company. He worked on a project we had going on there, and I got to go over there and do the customer acceptance testing with Mike, and that was pretty fun. And I actually got my love for I can't think of the peanut now. Oh my goodness! He turned me on to those, and he turned me on to egg parm, and then that was really good until we all got sick, and then we found the problem in the kitchen. Mike found the problem in the kitchen, and he cured it. He bought them sponges and rags and told them here's how to use them, and we never had another problem. But until this day, I still have not had any more eggplant. that kind of messed it up. And I do remember our get-togethers over at Swan's. I think I went to a couple of them there. Mike was there, and we enjoyed that. He was a great boss. I don't know how long I worked for him. He gave me the opportunity to work in field service on trial for 6 months coming out of the factory, and I must have did well because he kept me on. And that was in 85, so I'm thoroughly grateful to him. I had a good career in field service. I spent 10 years before I decided I needed to spend time with my son, and then I transferred to product service. I do remember Mike leaving the company sometime, I want to say in the 90s, but I'm not too sure. Dates kind of escape me at this point in time, but it was always fun, always interesting. And he was always there as a mentor, even though he was the boss. He was great. He will be missed. Anyhow, I guess that's enough of that for now. Thoroughly enjoyed it, hearing all the good stories.